You're listening to the audio production of Grace from the Rubble, Two Fathers Road to Reconciliation After the Oklahoma City Bombing by Jean Bishop. Published by Zondervan and read by Dr. Simona Chitescu-Wyke.
Que bien sé yo la fuente que mana y corre, aunque es de noche. For I know well the spring that flows and runs, although it is night. St. John of the Cross. These words are inscribed on a piece of granite from the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City and dedicated to Julie Marie Welch near a fountain outside her church. Preface. Once there were three families, Bud's, Bill's, and mine. Each family had three children. Mine included my two sisters and me. We grew up in Oklahoma City, a place as sturdy as the red clay of its soil and as open as its wide horizons. Bud Welch, a gas station owner from Oklahoma City, had three children, two boys and one girl. Bill McVeigh, an auto parts worker from faraway western New York, had two daughters and one son. Bud, Bill, and I are linked by tragedy. Each of us lost one of our family members to a deliberate killing. All of them died young. I lost my younger sister, Nancy, in April 1990. A teenage boy broke into her home on Chicago's North Shore and shot her and her husband to death. When Nancy died at 25, the child she was carrying in her womb, my first little niece or nephew, died with her. 5 years later to the month, Bud Welch's only daughter, Julie, age 23, perished in the Oklahoma City bombing. A truck full of explosives destroyed the federal building where she worked and took the lives of 168 people, including hers. The last to die was the man who, at the age of 26, set off that bomb on the streets of Oklahoma City, Timothy McVeigh. The federal government executed him for his crime 6 years later. His father, Bill McVeigh, despite his pleas to spare his child, lost his only son. The nexus linking Bud, Bill, and me is Oklahoma City, a place broken but unbowed by evil. Oklahoma City lost its children too. Evil was not the end of the story, though. It never is. Love did not leave me in the place I was when Nancy and her husband and their baby were buried in the earth. Love led me out of that deep valley to a mailbox where I stood with a letter in hand addressed to the prison where the young man who killed Nancy was serving a life sentence, telling him that I had forgiven him and reaching out to reconcile. It was in the course of that trek from fear to freedom that I found Bud and then Bill. Two men who showed me what heartbreak and courage and love look like, my heroes of reconciliation. We sometimes imagine that it is facts and argument that change us.